Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me today. My website is www.jbsba.com. If you forget that, how about jimblasingame.com? And if you like to type, smallbusinessadvocate.com. All three of those go to the same place where you'll find Small Business Heaven. A little bit of heaven there, and I think you'll enjoy it. So check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to check out our new resources, books and resources feature that we have on the left side of the page there. Check that out when you get a chance. Take it out for a drive and let me know what you think. Philippa Gaines is our guest, and Philippa is a certified management consultant. She helps companies understand and develop their web strategy and develop and direct their technology, and she does all that in plain English. She's our good friend, Philippa Gaines. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be here, even though it's 5:30 in California.
Yeah, but you're an early riser anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, it's easier when it starts getting lighter again, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Philippa, one of the things that you do very well that I want you to share with us today a little bit is your perspective on making sure that we understand how our websites are being used, who's using them, how they're using them. Is it working? When is it broken? If it's broken, how do we fix it? And how do we know when it's broken? Can you do that for us today a little bit?
Yeah, and one of the things I wanted to do this morning was talk a little bit about a software package that I've been looking at called ClickTrax.
Yeah.
And like click and then tracks, like railroad tracks, right?
Right.
And their website, of course, is clicktrax.com. But this is a special, there's an edition of this that's designed for small and medium-sized businesses, so it's affordable. Mm-hmm. And the thing that's really interesting about it is that unlike most traffic reporting systems where you get a whole load of URLs and numbers and graphs and charts and so on, this gives you reports that are actually overlaid on each page of your website. So, for instance, you can look at a page of your website and you can look at every link on that page, and it will tell you how many people who came to that page clicked on each one of the links.
Wow, so in other words, it replicates your page.
No, it takes your page. You have to be you have to be online, connected to the internet to use it.
Right, but I mean what I'm saying is you're in their software when you're looking at this, and whenever you pull up a page inside of their software, and it tells you all that.
And it tells you which links got clicked on and which ones didn't, and it also tells you, like traditional reports, you know, where people the pages that people were most likely to go to from each page of your site. But what it does is you have to get your own log files. That's the only thing. You know, the actual raw data that's stored at your ISP.
Right. How many links, how many visits you had, how many page views, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so that's all collected in a huge file at your ISP.
Uh-huh.
And you need to get access to that because you have to actually download that, because that's what it works.
Okay, so that has to be, you have to be able to download that. That sounds like that might be something that might be a little bit hard to get done, depending on the ISP, is it?
Well, so far I haven't had a problem. As long as you know how to get them, and if the ISP is making logs available to you, which they should be able
exactly
to tell you how to do that.
Right.
And then the program has a little wizard that walks you through doing that.
Okay, so if you can get access to your log files, the program can get access to your log files.
Well, exactly, because you just need to know the login and so on.
Right, you got
to
have the password. And folks, Philippa makes an excellent point. I hope that your ISP is providing you with some kind of some kind of information that tells you who's coming to your site, not so much who, but how many pages are they viewing, how many visits have you gotten in any given day, which files are they looking at, and And where did they come from? Did they come from the U.S. or from the Ukraine or from Uzbekistan or whatever? The program should be able to tell you that, shouldn't they, Philippa?
Right, but it actually tells you a whole lot more than that. Because what it will do, once you've got your log file and you've got ClickTracks, it allows you to ask all sorts of questions, and you can create reports as you go, so which you can't do with any of the other packages. So you can start splitting people who come to your site by specific questions, such as the keyword that they came in on.
Hmm.
So say they come to your site and they put in, I don't know, small business.
Right.
Okay. You can see exactly where only those people went and
wow.
what they were doing.
Hmm. Make you a little smarter about how to develop the future of your website. Stand by, Philippa. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. We'll be right back with our good friend, Philippa Gaines. We're going to learn some more about this program she's talking about, ClickTracks. Stay with us. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you about our show coming up straight ahead. Jack Harbour, John Fox, Joyce Weiss, and Matthew Cartwright are all going to be on the show. Jack's going to talk about salesmanship. John's going to talk about income tax and some things you need to be asking your politicians about with regard to income tax. Joyce Weiss is one of our motivational experts, and Matthew Cartwright is one of our attorneys in the Brain Trust. Also, by the way, on Thursday, the first interview is going to be with our buddy Rich Galen, who is on the ground in Baghdad. He is our Iraqi member of our Brain Trust who is in Iraq right now, has been now for several months. He's going to give us another update on what's going on in Iraq, and that's coming up on Wednesday. Looking forward to that. Philippa Gaines is with us, and we're talking about making sure that we maximize the traffic that we're getting, that we know how the visitors are coming into our websites and how they use our websites and where they're going to when they leave us. Before we go any further, Philippa, why don't you give us your website, please?
My website is at cyberspeaker.com, C-Y-B-E-R, and then speaker, all one word, .com.
Okay, cyberspeaker.com, and tell us what we'll find there.
It has lots of articles, which are all free to read and reprint, on how to look at your web strategy, and it also has a free tip sheet, which has 23 different ways to promote your website beyond just getting into search engines.
Right.
So, lots of good stuff.
Now, we're talking about, I want to come back to this ClickTracks program that you were talking about, though. I want to talk about that just for a little bit longer, and because this is fascinating. I've never seen that before. I've never seen a program where it would actually give you, it's almost like a heads-up display, isn't it, of what's been going on your website. It's like the evidence of what's been going on, isn't it?
And it's amazing what it tells you. Let me give you an example. So one of the things that you can look at is, like I said, the keywords that people use to come in. And you can take any one keyword that's a really big keyword for you and see what only those visitors do. And one of the things it will tell you is which page on your site the visitors come to on that keyword, because it may not be the page that you expected it to be.
Tell us about keywords. Before we go any further, for people who might not know, tell us what a keyword is.
Right. So I was looking at a client of mine that's an employment law management training company, and they were showing a huge number of visitors coming to them from MSN search engine,
mm-hmm.
and they were looking for employee rights, because they have a lot of information about that employee rights and, you know, whether or not you're being harassed or
right.
you've been terminated and so on. And what was really interesting was that you could take all of those people who came in on employee rights and see what they did. And a lot of them left, actually, pretty quickly, the page that they came to. So we looked at that and we said, well, that's interesting, because this page actually doesn't talk specifically about employee rights. It talks about a lot of other stuff.
Right.
And you can tell that it's about employee rights, but it doesn't say so. And one of the things that we know is that people tend to be looking for, they've got this phrase in their mind, and they're sort of looking for that to make sure they're in the right place.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like walking into a, you know, you want some ice cream, you walk into a what you think is an ice cream store, and it turns out all they make is sandwiches there. You know, you wanted ice cream.
Right. Well, and this site does talk about it, does serve employee rights, but it wasn't clear enough.
Right. And it certainly wasn't helping out those people, which apparently were quite a few who were coming there for a specific a leave.
Right. So one of the things that you can see is what specific page do people enter your site on for a specific search, and then where do they go, and how many of them immediately leave. And that
right.
could tell you that we call that a landing page, right,
mm-hmm.
isn't well set up for that keyword, and yet it's being very effective in the search engine for that keyword.
Now this would only be for traffic that seems to be significant, right? I mean, what I'm getting at is you wouldn't want to modify your site just because one person came and didn't like what they saw and left. Would be quite a bit of activity.
Right, but what we're looking for is the significant pages. Another thing it will do is tell you all the visitors that went to one specific page of your site. So now let's say you've got a page that is the page where you convert people. So you get them to sign up for your newsletter or you get them to buy something. And
mm-hmm.
there's, at some point, there's a significant page where they've got to do what you want them to do.
Right.
Okay.
That's the call to action page.
Call to action page. And you can say, show me only the visitors who saw this page.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see, okay, what keywords were they looking for? What other pages did they see? Are there other pages on the way to seeing this page that made a difference?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if they saw that page, they were more likely to do something than if they didn't. But again, you can separate out specifically only the people who ended up at some point seeing that one page.
Mm-hmm.
That's your critical page. And all of this, you can just keep putting in different inquiries. Press a button, and you get the analysis. It's so interesting.
Well, it is, and this is an area of activity that small business owners need to focus more on, I think. And I'm putting myself in this category, folks. We're learning more every day about all this stuff that Philip was talking about. Every time Philip joins us, we learn something new. But we're trying to make sure that we know. We don't want to know who dropped by. We're not trying to track who came by. But those of you who do come to our site, we want to know, how did you get there? Which door did you come through? And which door did you leave through? And what did you do while you were there? You meaning you being just a visitor, not you being John or Joan or Sue.
Right, right.
And we want to get better at that. And so that's one of the reasons why we invite Philippa to be on the show, because not only does she have some great insights and some great experience and knowledge about these things, but she's also tooling around in the marketplace finding the resources that you and I need. And this QuickTracks is an example of that. And we're going to talk some more about this right after these messages. We'll be right back with our good friend Philippa Gaines. It's 10 Till. Stay with us.
And I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock.
We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Philippa Gaines. Philippa, give us your website one more time.
It's CyberSpeaker, C-Y-B-E-R, and then speaker.com.
Philippa, the program you talked about, ClickTracks, that's at clicktracks.com. I know you said that, but now you said there's a demo they can download for free to let you kind of get an idea, a little bit of a flavor for what the program does. But what is the full version cost?
For small businesses, I believe it's just under $500.
Okay.
But, you know, you buy the program and then you're done and you're not paying any additional costs.
There's no annual fees or anything like that?
Right. They also have a hosted version where it's a monthly fee and they'll host it and you know, you can have it on their site, so you
right.
don't have to do all the techie stuff.
You know what that monthly fee is?
I'm sure
they can find it at the website,
yeah.
So check that out. I don't want to change subjects, but we'll move over just a little bit. I want to ask you again, what's the news with search engines? Is it still a big deal to be well represented in the search engines, up high in the list?
Well, you know, that's actually not to go back to ClickTracks, but it's a very interesting question because one of the things that it also does is to tell you, you can separate out the visitors who came to you from various different, from the search engines,
mm-hmm.
whichever one it might be,
mm-hmm.
and the people who came to you another way. Now, in my business, and we've talked about this before, the biggest thing that draws people to my website is my content,
mm-hmm.
my articles. And, you know, we publish my articles all over the place because it's really good exposure for me, and that
right.
gives me better linkage in Google. But so then, now I can tell the people who came to me because they clicked on a link, you know, reading an article, and then it's got my byline and a link to my website, and they click that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, with ClickTracks, you can tell, is that traffic that comes to me not through search engines but through other means more valuable to me, you know, based on what they then do?
Did the person who came to you from another link, are they more likely to do business with you and spend money with you than someone who just happened to find you through a search engine?
Yes, and in my case, it's very clear that the answer to that is yes, because they spend longer on my site, for a start.
So in your particular case, a search engine click-through is not as valuable as maybe a peer click-through or something like that from somebody's
that's
site.
Right.
Yeah.
From a site that people are on because they're in their target market, they're reading stuff that they already know,
right.
they already respect.
And
now,
that's important for you to know because in case you're considering being one of the paid positions on Google or one of the other sites, that lets you know kind of how to gauge how much to spend to be on a paid position on Google.
Right, and of course, ClickTracks will also take your Google AdWords campaign or your Overture campaign and split that out for you too. So again, you can see for the money you're actually putting out, you can see exactly what you get back.
Right.
Now, and it's interesting because John Marshall, who's the CEO of ClickTracks, we looked at his site, you know, his own ClickTracks site, and in his case, search engine traffic is better. And it's probably because people in the search engine looking for what he does are putting in very specific keywords.
Right.
You know, whereas mine, the keywords are a little more generic, and people getting to know how I think is better for me. So there's no one-size-fits-all answer here. And what's just interesting is having the tool that can tell you the answer for your site.
Right. Has Google conquered the search engine world?
Well, I'm not sure about that because Yahoo's just starting to do some pretty interesting things in the last month or so.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it looks like... And Google... There were all these persistent rumors about the IPO and what they're doing around that.
Right.
They've changed their algorithms a lot recently, and a lot of people are pretty unhappy with...
I was going to say, are they getting a little too big for their britches?
Well, you know, who knows? I can't...
Well, seriously, because, I mean, it seems to me that they are, and I'm not saying that they are, I just hear what you're hearing, that because they're changing, they're a moving target maybe more than they used to be, right?
Right. And they want to be worth a lot of money because if they do go public.
Right, exactly. So that probably means that what they're trying to do is drive their revenue model more than the free model, right?
Right, and a lot of small businesses seem to be upset because in some cases when you do a search these days, it seems like you get a lot more corporate sites than you used to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are
sometimes
you finding that too?
You do some search. Yeah, you do some searches and you're not clear why, it's not sure why, not clear why some of these things are there. Philippa, we're going to have to wrap it up, but I want to thank you for being here, for bringing us this information, for telling us about ClickTracks, and we're looking forward to our next visit already.
All right.
Philippa Games, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget her website, cyberspeaker.com, or as she says, cyberspeaker.com. Thanks, Philippa. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post around the world on our behalf, especially in Iraq and Afghanistan. God bless you. God be with you. We're very proud of you. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.